This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We are running into a very serious dilemma here with the FBI. That's what this podcast is about. Should the FBI now be raided by the Capitol Police or some other authority under the Department of Justice? I mean, that's a serious question we have to start asking now. And let me qualify that, by the way, and say that you've heard me on many other podcasts. I've been pro-law enforcement for a very long time. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in equal justice under the law. But those are the reasons why we have to seriously ask this question. Should the FBI be raided? Should they have their servers taken into custody by some other federal authority? Because at the top of the FBI, they have now said that they lost 5 months of text messages from FBI agent Peter Strzok and his, well, let's just say a chick on the side, Lisa Page, who were texting back and forth and clearly conspired to steal the election away from Donald Trump. They clearly conspired with James Comey and Loretta Lynch, it looks like, to grant Hillary Clinton a kind of counterfeit immunity to sort of clear her of the crimes that she had committed with her mail server. This was obviously a conspiracy, and it's being called now a secret society inside the FBI and the DOJ of Obama appointees who were committing serious crimes, felony crimes, and obstruction of justice in numerous cases. This has all become very clear now over the last 10 days, and I want to be clear, too, to say that this is not an indictment of every person inside the FBI. And I know retired FBI agents, and I've interacted with FBI people in the past, and my experience has always been that they've been very professional. I had to report one person to the FBI before, and, you know, I've had conversations with law enforcement and FBI people about some of these issues. I even offered to donate my time to the FBI over the Mandalay Bay shooting. I was the one who did the ballistic acoustic analysis that was one of the very first videos to go out and scientifically prove that there were multiple shooters at the Mandalay Bay Las Vegas shooting. And that now, that theory has since been proven true. There were multiple shooters in Las Vegas. And I even offered to help the Las Vegas Police Department understand the mathematics of acoustic ballistics analysis. And I even offered to help the FBI, but they didn't take me up on that offer. Nevertheless, if they do in the future, I'd be happy to teach them how to get that done. In any case, the point is that this is not against every FBI agent, most of whom, as I've said before, are people that come out of FBI boot camp or whatever it's called, and they have a positive intention. They want to catch bad guys. I get that. And they don't think they're going to be part of some dark, evil, corruption, treasonous empire or group inside the FBI, even though that's what happened under Obama. So this is not an indictment of every FBI agent or employee. This is an indictment of just this circle, this secret society, as it's being called, of people inside the FBI who were conspiring with the DOJ and conspiring with the Clinton campaign and conspiring under the Obama regime to commit obstruction of justice and acts of treason and cover up the crimes of Obama and Clinton and so on. Those people are very dangerous for our society. Those people need to be behind bars, whoever they are, and it might be 100 people. Every one of them needs to be investigated, indicted, and if found guilty in a fair trial, a trial of their peers, a trial by jury, they need to be imprisoned, you know, if they're found guilty. And they should have every right to present evidence in their defense and so on. I'm talking about a fair trial system. But what it now appears that what they committed was so dangerous to our democracy that it smacks of old Soviet Union KGB tactics. And it's now very clear that under Obama, the intelligence community of the United States was weaponized. And by weaponized, what I mean is it was turned into a weapon against the political enemies of the Democrats. And had Hillary Clinton won the election, none of this would have come out, by the way. So once again, we have to thank ourselves and thank God for the fact that Trump won the election, because without that, we would not know any of this. We wouldn't know the FBI has destroyed 5 months of text evidence from Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And that is game-changing stuff. That's why they've buried it or destroyed it. And by the way, that won't stay hidden forever, because the phone companies have copies of those texts, by the way. And so does the NSA, for sure. There are other agencies that no doubt have copies of those texts. So even though the FBI is trying to bury it, probably to protect themselves, this is going to come out. And it may be such an indictment of the FBI that there may be calls at that point to just disband the FBI and shut it down, which is not really necessarily what we want to see. There does need to be some kind of federal law enforcement investigation group to handle things like, you know, Ponzi schemes and kidnappings and, I don't know, actual domestic terrorism, not just the fake terrorism that the FBI sometimes comes up with when they want to recruit homeless people and then say they caught a terrorist. You know, they do a lot of that, which is very disgusting. But we do need some kind of federal law enforcement group, I believe. But we can't have one that is engaged in treason and obstruction of justice, and one that is weaponized against one political party in order to cover up the crimes for the other political party. That is unacceptable. And if that's what it turns out the FBI has been doing, then heads need to roll, you know, metaphorically speaking. Then something needs to be a top-down gutting, or at least a review of that agency. People need to go to jail. There need to be new ethical oversight systems perhaps put in place. I don't know what the actual answer is. I'm not an expert in bureaucracy, but I can tell that something is very, very wrong with the FBI, at least the way it operated under Obama. And that has got to change. Same thing with the Department of Justice. That's got to change. I mean, Loretta Lynch meeting secretly with Bill Clinton on the tarmac to discuss how to cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton, and now it comes out that Loretta Lynch knew in advance that Hillary Clinton would be exonerated. And then it also comes out now that Lynch, when she said that she would defer to the decision of the FBI, she already knew that Hillary was going to be exonerated before she made that statement. So there was no political risk or even law enforcement risk in her making that statement. It was rigged, in other words. The whole thing was rigged. And Lynch was part of that rigging. Lynch probably needs to be behind bars as well, but we'll let a jury and a court trial figure that out. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Lynch goes to jail and Comey goes to jail, Robert Mueller goes to jail, but Peter Strzok for sure, Lisa Page possibly, and Andy McCabe and many others. I wouldn't be surprised if they all go to jail. But I would be surprised if Hillary Clinton goes to jail, because she seems to get away with everything. But we'll see. In any case, that's my take on all of this. I'm interested in your reaction to it. Do you agree that we should hold the FBI up to standards of ethical law enforcement? That if the FBI is engaged in obstruction of justice, don't we have the right to raid the FBI from using another government agency like the Capitol Police, for example? Raid the FBI, arrest the FBI criminals, seize their servers, gather evidence, and find out what the hell's going on inside this agency. If the FBI has become a corrupt, deep state, anti-democratic, secret police organization, that's got to be rooted out. People need to go to jail, and the whole situation has to be resolved and reformed so that the agency is serving the interests of the American people rather than serving the interests of a corrupt, criminal political party known as the Democrats. So keep all that in mind. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And you can also read more about corruption at corruption.news, one of the many websites we publish. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.